All right, everyone, we're just doing a turn-em this time. I guess I'll do once in a lifetime later, but I'm just gonna do a turn-em for now. Oh, damn, this is exciting. Annie and Delia seem to be really good players. If we somehow manage to gather all the gems, oh boy, we become filthy rich. Okay, let's see if I can plug this thing in myself. All right. Connected.
Welcome back to Eternum. You've received an invitation from Dahlia. Would you like to join her session?
Yes.
Please prepare to connect.
Yeah, I think I'm all set.
The game will launch in 5 seconds.
Cool, let me... Fuck! Holy crap, that's it? Am I inside the game already? Jesus Christ, Annie was right. Everything went so much faster compared to my first login. I didn't even notice the game loading. How is that possible? Hello there, Wanderer. Dahlia, where are we? Echobar. Well, a dungeon of Echobar. I placed a login unit here a couple of days ago so you don't have to start at the Nexus. It's probably not the nicest spot for first impressions of the server, but oh well, this isn't supposed to be a sightseeing tour anyway. Come on, get up. Don't just stand there. Or sit there, rather. We're running out of time. Wow, cool armor. That looks awesome. Oh, yeah, thanks. That must weigh a lot. Yep, it does. Good thing I've been hitting the gym. I don't think I'd be able to lug all this weight around if I didn't. It looks so good on you. Yeah. You, on the other hand... Oh, come on. Really? A fucking loincloth? This is even worse than Ion's outfit. Yeah, I doubt it'll offer you much protection. You'll have to depend exclusively on your ability. Yeah, I guess I don't have much of a choice. Alright, let's sit at this table for a minute. So, Echobar, you say? Yes, my favorite server. I've always been a big fan of medieval fantasy ever since I was a kid. Is this world pretty large? Ion seemed pretty huge to me. Oh, this one's even bigger. I spent thousands of hours at Echobar, and every day I still keep discovering new locations and secrets. Damn, that sounds awesome. And what can you find in this world? Well, you know, the usual stuff. Quaint villages and towering castles, knights and princesses, elves and dwarves. From mighty dragons, hideous ogres, and ruthless vampires, to majestic unicorns, kinky pixies, and sexy mermaids. Oh my god, I love Echobar already. I can't wait to see all that. But not today. We're only here for one thing, remember? We've got a mission to accomplish and you insisted on joining. Oh shit, the Gem of Doom. Yeah, of course. Don't worry, Dahlia, we'll get it. Me and my humble loincloth are at your service. What do we need to do? Actually, why are we even sitting here? Come on, let's go. Well, we're sitting here because we have to wait for someone. Someone? Yeah, a guy I met a few months ago. A guy? We did a quest together and now he comes along to help me sometimes. His magic abilities are great, but he's always late. If he's late today too, I'm gonna kill him myself. Well, maybe we don't need him. As much as I hate to say it, yeah, we do. The gem is held by 2 twins, Khan and Zet. If we split them up, we can defeat them easily, but together they're too strong. I need Jerry for this mission. Jerry? Why does that name sound so familiar? Ah, finally, that must be him. Milady, Sir Germain of Noriander at your service. How shall I serve you today? Yeah, cut the shit, Jerry. We have work to do. Sit down already. Oh my goodness, I never thought you could be more beautiful, but tonight you are just breathtaking, Dahlia. Is that gleaming armor new? It complements the shine of your gorgeous hair so well. Damn, stop being a simp, brah. It isn't, and you know it. Do you have a map? I just keep getting lost in your... Oh, God, this guy's fucking cringe. Who's this noob, and why does he look so familiar? Hey, I know you. You're that guy from Loco's Cafe, the captain of the first team. Oh, yeah, you're that bastard who cheated and won the prize. You're already an Eternum player? Why the fuck did you want another neural implant? Dude, that shit cost $3,500, numbnuts. Money is money. What? You're so fucking selfish. Ah, I see you know each other. Good, that will save us time. Yeah, my girl's right. Now stay quiet and let us discuss the mission. What? Your girl? Are you dating? Oh my god, poor guy. You didn't know? Yeah, Dolly is my girlfriend. Or soulmate, if I'm being more precise. You too. What? The fuck are you talking about? We're not dating. Yeah, well, we're not one for labels, and I prefer not to limit our deep connection due to silly social constructs. Somebody punched this guy in the mouth. But to put it in layman's terms for you, let's just say we're friends with benefits, if you know what I mean. What benefits? We've never done anything. I don't know, 2 days ago she couldn't keep her hands off me. It was quite perfect, actually. A romantic night under the starlit sky. What? I grabbed your hand because you were about to fall off a cliff. Yeah, but she did it so sensually. It's almost as if she was trying to grasp my heart, my soul. I'm sure you know what I mean, Grim. Okay, that's enough. We're here to obtain one of the gems of doom and we're wasting precious time. Yes. Okay, here's the plan. I prepared a trap to attract Khan and Zet to this dungeon. They're gonna split up because of a spell I set yesterday. We have to take them down individually before they manage to regroup. Remember, they possess a paralyzing spell that would restrict all movement. Don't let them cast it. Grim and I are gonna stay here. Khan should come by these cells at any time. Jerry, you're gonna go upstairs and buy us some time by distracting Zet. When we defeat Khan, we're gonna join you upstairs and help with the other twin. One of them must be carrying around the Gem of Doom. If we defeat them both, the gem will be ours. Is that understood? Perfectly put, m'lady. I was just about to suggest the exact same plan. It's amazing how similar our thought processes are. It's almost as if we're perfectly in sync like a brilliantly executed ballroom dance. You can trust me. These dancing shoes won't fail you, my love. God, just... Let her step on your balls harder, sir. Surely they're not mashed enough. To the top floor. The gems of doom will be ours. For Eternum. Okay, since you're here to help, we can work on an ambush. We'll wait for Khan to appear, then we'll face him as if I didn't know about his paralyzing power. After he paralyzes me, there will be an exact moment where he's concentrating completely on the spell. During that moment, he'll be too focused to see or hear anything else. That's when you'll attack him from behind. If you do it at the right time, he won't even notice you coming. I'll say the keyword, moron, for you to know when to attack. Not a second before, not a second after, so pay close attention. Any questions? Yeah, so is it true that you and Jerry are dating? What? Questions about the mission. Oh my god, so it's true. No, of course not. I already said he's just a friend. And not even that, to be honest. He just happens to help me out sometimes. Oh, thank god. I mean, you deserve better. Yeah, okay, thanks. So that means you probably have a boyfriend, right? That's why you're turning down Jerry's advances? No, I don't have any boyfriend. I rejected Jerry because he's an idiot. Oh, okay. Thank God. Why do you even care? Why so many questions? No good reason. I just got curious. Oh yeah? And what about you? Do you have a girlfriend? Me? Nope, I'm not seeing anyone. Why do you ask? But because I just wanted to make you see how uncomfortable an interrogation is. Oh, I don't mind. Well, I do feel uncomfortable, so... Oh shit, that must be Khan. He's here. Quickly, hide in one of the cells and remember the plan. The plan, yeah. Okay, let's do this. I can't fail Dahlia. I have to attack when she says the keyword. What was the word? Oh shit, where am I now? Zet, you there? Ugh, I knew that fucking letter was a scam. We shouldn't have come here. Stop right there, Khan. Look, we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way. You choose. Oh no, an ambush. What am I gonna do? I'm so scared. Oh, it's a girl. Yeah. It is. Let me make things simple for you. You're gonna hand over the Gem of Doom, and then I'll let you go unharmed. I'm gonna get it either way, so save yourself from some pain. Oh, Where did you discover that we have one of the gems? I have my contacts. I see. And how are you going to take it, if I may ask? Easy, I'll... What? I can't move. Why? Ha 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 ha. You're under the control of my paralysis spell. You won't be able to move until I decide so. What? Impossible! Get down on the ground! Son of a bitch! You're my puppet now, pretty. Motherfucker. Did you think we just got lucky and stumbled upon a gem of doom by accident? No, it's because we're invincible. Ha, you're funny too, I see. You haven't seen anything yet, baby. Fuck! My armor! You broke it! Yeah, impressed? Grr. I'm sorry, that did look like a nice set, too. You have a nice body, though. You can take that compliment to the grave. I'd love to stay here with you, but I have to go. My brother must be waiting for me. Hey, at least you'll be able to say that you were killed by the man who gathered the 10 gems of doom and wielded the 3 weapons of Atlas. Quite an honor. You, collecting the 10 gems of doom? The jokes just won't stop with you. You'll see, honey. You're in presence of Eternum's future king. Future king, my ass. You're just a fucking moron! Alright, let's... Oh shit. Did I hit him too hard? Nice blow. Is he dead? Oh fuck, I killed a man. Ha, he's not... Nah, he's not dead. Hey you, wake up! Ugh, motherfuckers. I swear you're gonna pay for this. Where's the Gem of Doom? My brother has it. Fuck, where's your brother? Damn it, he passed out. We'll go after his brother then, since he has it. You wait here and watch him in case he wakes up. We might need to use him as a hostage if his brother tries to run away. Wow, you don't get disconnected automatically if you lose consciousness in Eternum? Only after 60 minutes of inactivity, and the result is the same as if you died. You lose all your items and stats. I see. Alright, I'll watch him, don't worry. Sorry about your armor. Oh yeah, no worries. Nothing that a blacksmith can't repair in exchange for some money. By the way, nice job back there. That was a nice hammering. I'm impressed. Thanks. It was just like you said, he didn't see me coming. I just had to wait for your signal. Maybe we can do more missions together. You're not too bad of a teammate. Anyway, I'll go get that damn bastard. I hope Jerry's still alive. I wouldn't mind if he wasn't. Sure, I'll be here. Be careful. Will do. Well, it's just the two of us now, buddy. Are you alright? I should put him in a cell. This guy could have more than one trick up his sleeve. Better safe than sorry. Alright, make yourself comfortable, man. I'll be sitting right here. Let me know if you need anything. Okay? Well, got that job taken care of. Now I just have to wait for Dahlia and that prick Jerry. Man, it'd be awesome if we could get one of those 10 gems of doom. I know it's almost impossible, but... Oh boy, imagine if it actually happened. Grim, CEO of Ulysses. That sounds good. Money, fame, power, women. I'd have it all. Maybe with enough practice. Is Dahlia already back? Did she defeat the other evil twin already? The other twin already? There's no one here. And Khan seems to still be in his cell. It's weird, I could have sworn I heard a door opening. Hey man! Ah! Son of a bitch, you scared me! Where the hell'd you come from? I used my stealth techniques. And where's Dahlia? What? She's not with you? You left the future of mother of my children to fend for herself? She went off to meet you. We've already defeated one of the twins. Where the fuck is the other one? You were supposed to be distracting him. I couldn't find the bastard. What was I supposed to do? Ah, useless piece of garbage. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Stay here. I'll go save Dahlia. What? No, you stay here. I'll go save her. Excuse me? You're a fucking newbie. You can't do shit. Maybe focus on getting yourself a decent outfit, you loincloth buffoon. I could probably do more than you. You clearly don't know who I am, boy, so let me spell it out for you. This face ring a bell? Yes, the cafe? Not that. From interviews, television, internet. I'm a legend here. I'm a fucking level 39, kid. And? I've been playing this game since it was released. I defeated the Sisters of Fate. I won Ekabar's Arcane Tournament last year. I found out the location of this Gem of Doom. And I'm about to discover Calypso's secret location. I just spend time with Dahlia because she's my future wife, Grim. Yeah, sure. Her power can't be compared to mine. But sometimes love is the bridge that connects one another. We fell in love at first sight. A king falling in love with a peasant, just like in the fairy tales. Really, I could have any girl I want. Dahlia's just the lucky one I've set my eyes on. She's not a peasant, and you're not a fucking king. I am Sir Germain of Noriander, thy savior. Everyone knows my name. I've mastered all thine elements of Eternum. I am the most talented player of this country, if. Look into my eyes, Grim. Look into the eyes of the man who's gonna sit on the throne of Eternum. Kneel down and bow down before the man who will... What? The fuck is that? What is this fucking monster? I have to get out of here. Now. I have to get out of here. I must find the exit portal. Where's the fucking exit? Fuck! Upstairs. I have to go upstairs. The exit must be there. For fuck, it's right behind me! How can it be? How can he be so fucking big, yet still so fast? This corridor, yeah, that looks like an exit. What? Oh no! Why is this fucking part collapsed? Shit, I have to go back. Oh no! Hey, little buddy. Are you protecting this place or something? I'm just a new player. I'm not trying to steal anything from here. Fuck! No! Please stop! Oh my fucking god. That was fucking amazing. She's incredible. Man, I have to become as strong as her. Dahlia. Holy shit, that was unbelievable. Dahlia, are you okay? I've been better. Come here, let me help you. What happened? Did you run into another monster earlier? Nah, it was Zet. He was stronger than I thought. He's much more clever than his brother. Where's Jerry? He's dead. The ogre killed him. Ah, fucking idiot. I'm sure he was bragging about his level as always. But you killed that monster with a single side stroke. You're strong as fuck. How could anyone be capable of hurting you? First lesson of Eternum, Grim. Never become content with your strength or abilities. Never assume you're at the top of the food chain. There's always a bigger fish. Let's get out of here. I can't continue the fight like this. You have to help me reach the portal. Of course. There it is. The exit portal. We're almost there. Dahlia. Fuck. I can't go one step further. I think I broke a few of my ribs. What should we do? Take me to the portal, please. Pick her up like a man and carry her to the portal. Once we leave the server, our wounds will be healed. Okay, I'll carry you. What's going on? Oh damn, who's that guy? Wait, is he... That's... Zet. What? But I thought you said you couldn't beat him, that he was too strong. And he was. I didn't do this. What? Then who? It's impossible. He's exactly how people described him. Do you know him? Who is that guy? That guy is Thanatos. Thanatos, like in Greek mythology? Yes, he's a legend. He has the highest level in all Eternal. He has 3 Gems of Doom. What? The Gems of Doom we've been talking about all day? There's only 10 of them in the fucking game, and a single guy already has 3? Well, now he has 4. You have to leave without me. What? I'm not leaving you behind. You have to. He's gonna kill us both, and then I'll lose everything I have. I don't give a shit about my level, but just take my inventory. You can return it to me later. Do it! No, I'm not gonna leave you here. What? Ever since I started playing this game, all I've ever done is run and scream. I'm not gonna learn shit if I keep doing that. If I have to die and start over again, then be it. Excuse me. If I have to die and start all over again, so be it. But I'm not running away again. So kill me already and let's be done with it. He left. Oh, thank God. Dahlia, he left. The guy just left. Are you alright? Let's get out of here. Yes, I'll bring you to the exit portal. Grab my arm. Damn, did you see how I intimidated him? Oh, please. He probably thought we weren't worth the effort and didn't want to waste any time on us. Well, whatever it was, we're alive and the twins are not. I consider it half a victory. If you say so. My armor is broken, Jerry died and lost everything, and we didn't even get the Gem of Doom. I call this a resounding failure. Hey, I stood in front of Eternum's number one player. I'm sure that's not something you do every day. Yes, and that was fucking stupid. What if he had killed you? You're right. I can't stand the thought of losing my precious loincloth. I'm talking about me. I'd have lost all my items because of your stupidity. Come on, you can admit you enjoyed watching me. I won't hold it against you. What? I didn't. You sure? Yes, I'm sure. I mean... Yeah, okay, it was brave, and I appreciate that you didn't want to leave me alone to die. But it was stupid. Stupid and brave. Bah! Anyway, let's get out of here. These wounds are getting pretty painful. I just want to sprawl out on my bed already. Oh, my dearest princess, when we're back in the real world, do you also desire to be carried into your bedchambers like this? Oh, shut the fuck up and just take me to the portal, silly. Wow. Damn. Jesus fucking Christ. I don't even know what year I'm in. That was insane. I can definitely see why people become so addicted to this game. And how am I so fucking tired? In the real world, I've barely even moved a muscle. I should sleep now. We have school tomorrow. I can't believe that... The next day.
Oh, Friday.
Finally. Almost feels weird to come back to this world. I guess that's the good thing about Eternum. Whatever happens there stays there. There's no consequences in real life. But hey, honestly, I can't complain about my real life so far. My first week in Cretan's almost finished. Sleepy? Yeah, a bit. It's not every day you can say you faced a monster in the top Eternum player. Yeah, you got that right. You did good, though. Better than I expected. Sure, we lost the Gem of Doom, but you proved your worth. Thanks, Dahlia. It means a lot coming from you. If only you were a bit stronger in real life. Excuse me? Real life is my forte. I'm not so sure about that. Maybe you should start training with me. Then you'd become a real warrior. Remember, your body in a tournament is the same body you have in real life, so gaining strength here will translate to additional strength in the game. Ah, so that's why you exercise so much? Well, it's one of the reasons. I'm going to the gym tomorrow. What do you say? You in? Yeah! Sure, that sounds great. Count me in. I'll show you how to get a real workout in. Yeah, we'll see about that. Good morning, Grim. Luna, what are you doing here? The computer class is optional, so groups A and B are merged here. Oh, that's nice. How's your experience with the tournament going? It's incredible. It's better than I could have imagined. Hey there. Grim told me that he won a neural implant from your cafe's contest. That was so generous of you. Thank you. It was nothing. Hey, we should play together someday. Sure, why not? What server do you want to play in? I'm the noob here, you tell me. Okay, yeah, there's one I'd like to try. Tonight? Sure, I'll be there. Ah, I love Kraven. I'm having so much fun here. Even though I'm on a tight schedule, I can't complain about anything. I'm finally an Eternum player. I'll get to play with Luna tonight. Tomorrow I'll hit the gym with Dahlia. I have a yoga class with Nancy. Then I'm going to Alex's house. A photo shoot with Penelope. Ah, life's good, Grim. Good morning, guys. Pardon the delay. Please, sit down. I have some bad news. Of course, Mr. Keating always has to ruin the day. What is it now? Another school project? It's about your friend, Benjamin. Oh, I thought there was bad news for us, not for that fucking rapist. I had almost forgotten about him. He must have called in sick this morning when he found out he was banned from Eternum. He passed away yesterday. What? Do you think this is funny, old man? What kind of fucking joke is this? Huh? Answer me. Where's Benji? I wish it was a joke, Axel. I'm so sorry. I know you two are very close. Apparently he was found dead in the garage of his house. He suffered a stroke when he was coming back from exercising. The doctors say it happened because of stress and overexertion. Damn, I can't believe it. He looks so fit. Poor guy. Funeral is tomorrow morning for anyone that wishes to go. I'm sure his family will appreciate it. I'm sorry, guys. A few minutes later. What? Are you serious? Benjamin is dead? I swear, Mr. Keating told us in computer class. He said he had a stroke or some shit. Damn, that's a bizarre coincidence. He did not have a stroke. Coincidence? That's bullshit. Bullshit? What are you saying? Do you think Mr. Keating made all that up? Not Mr. Keating. Whoever made that information public is trying to cover this whole thing up. Are you implying that he's dead because the Praetorians excommunicated him? Other people have been excommunicated before, and they didn't die. Are you sure about that? Have you met any? Well, no, but... I'm telling you, there's something strange about this entire situation. But we shouldn't talk about this here. We don't know who could be eavesdropping. What? You think someone's spying on us? I have a feeling this shit is much bigger than we think, Annie. We witnessed the Praetorians killing Benjamin in Eternum, and somehow he's also dead in real life now. We know too much. You're starting to scare me. Eternum is just a game. Just a game? Wouldn't be so sure about that. I just noticed. Do you know who that guy is? What? He's been standing there ever since we sat down. I've never seen him before. I don't like this, Annie. But... Isn't that Chang? What? Sup, Grim? All good? Oh. Hi, Chang. Everything's just peachy, yep. I'll text you later. Take care, buddy. Aren't you being just a little too paranoid? Okay, maybe they're not spying on us yet. But seriously, there's something fishy about Benjamin's death. Do you seriously believe the Praetorians killed him in real life? Well, maybe not, but I'm sure it's all connected somehow. I really believe you're overthinking this. Not everything has to become a conspiracy thriller, you know. I don't know, Annie. Him having a stroke? I'm not buying it. Well, what can we do? You know, I love summoning my inner Sherlock Holmes as much as you do, but we can't go to Benjamin's house and just start interrogating his parents. Yeah, I guess it would be a little awkward if we did that. We both know that Benjamin was not a good person, but it'd be disrespectful to his family. And we wouldn't get anything out of it anyway. I think the best thing we could do right now is to put all this behind us. Maybe you're right. Hi guys, mind if I sit with you? Luna, I usually eat alone, but then I saw you two here and... Seat's taken, can't sit here! Sorry, bad Forrest Gump joke. Of course, Luna, you're always welcome with us. Thanks. Don't mind him. Please, sit down. Thank you. It's so nice to meet you, Luna. I heard Grimm managed to win a neural implant at your cafe. Giving away a prize like that is so generous of you. No worries, I already have my own, so I wouldn't have much use for another. You play Aeternum too? Yes, actually. Grimm and I are going to play together later tonight. We'll be on a server called the Red Herring. Do you want to join us? Oh my god, yes, I'd love to. And we're actually going to extend this another 30 minutes to bring you the server, the Red Herring, because I am actually a little more interested in this than I am in Once in a Lifetime. We'll continue with Once in a Lifetime, but, you know, Aeternum just really caught hold of me. It's not finished, but we got enough to chew on. Oh my god, yes, I'd love to. Can I play with you guys, Grimm? Please, please, please. Wait, did you say the server was called the Red Herring, Luna? That's a pretty ominous sounding name. Yes, it's a mystery themed server with a hint of horror to it as well. Ooh, that sounds cool. Horror? Okay, maybe it'd be better if you didn't join us, Annie. You know how easily you get spooked. What? That's not true. Come on, the last time we watched a horror movie, you couldn't sleep alone for an entire 2 weeks. But that's because I was a kid. I've grown up since then. Oh yeah? Could have sworn that happened less than a month ago. To be fair, it's definitely more of a mystery server than a horror one. There's tales of gory murders and gruesome kidnappings. All sorts of cold cases to crack. You roleplay as a detective and try to figure things out. I've been on a spree of success so far, but I recently ran into one case that I just can't seem to solve. Maybe with our three minds put together, we can unravel the mystery. See? It's just a fun-filled mystery server. We both love mysteries. It's not a very crowded server, so odds are we'll be by ourselves most of the time. She can handle it. Okay, okay. I guess you can join us. Yay! But you're not allowed to complain if you get scared, Annie. Who? Me? Scared? Never! We'll see about that. I'm sorry if I interrupted your conversation before. No worries. We were talking about Benjamin. I was just about to head out anyway. Oh yeah, Benjamin's death. That whole situation's really tragic. Grimm actually thinks there's some sort of conspiracy behind it. Conspiracy? How so? Well, don't tell anyone, but when we were playing yesterday, Annie and I saw Benjamin get shot by a Praetorian. He was about to rape a girl, but then a Praetorian appeared and excommunicated him. Between that and his death in real life, I think the timing of everything is an odd coincidence, to say the least. I want to dig further into the cause of his death, but wouldn't even know where to start. So yeah, I guess we're better off just forgetting about the whole thing. Well, actually, if you really want to investigate, I might know someone who could help. Oh, really? Who? It's someone I met at my dad's cafe. Her name is Nova. She owes me a favor, or at least that's what she said last time we were together. I wasn't going to ask her for anything, but if you tell her I sent you, she might be able to lend a helping hand. If there's anyone that could help in a situation like this, it's her. She's an investigator. To be honest, I'm a little curious about it too. Something does feel a little off about Benjamin's death. Awesome. She sounds like just what we need. I feel like in this situation, every second counts, but I don't want to visit her today if that means we have to postpone playing together. I think there's time for everything. Nova lives near me, so you can just come over to my place to play. Of course, that's if you want to. To save the trip of having to go all the way back to your house. You only need your neural implant. I have an extra visor and suit you can borrow. That sounds perfect. Thanks, Luna. I should get going then. I don't want to be late. Sure, I'll see you later. I'll text you my address and Nova's. Sounds good. Take care, girls. I'll see you both in a couple of hours. Oh shit, I got too excited and forgot I still have a couple of classes left. Well, there's only 2 hours left in the school day. Maybe it wouldn't hurt if I left early. I'll just have to make up an excuse tomorrow and tell the teachers I felt sick or something. Ah, there's Luna's message. Nova's house isn't that far. I should be able to get there within the hour. I just have to make sure I make it to Luna's place by... What? Raining again? But the sun was just shining 5 minutes ago. Well, the clouds don't look that bad. Hopefully the rain will pass quickly. What the... What the fuck do you want now, Axel? You motherfucker. You killed Benjamin. What the hell are you talking about? I saw you during computer class. You were nervous and sweating. You know something, don't you? Are you out of your mind? I didn't kill Benjamin. I know a fucking pussy like you could never do it, but you must have been involved somehow. I told you, I don't know shit about that fucking bastard. What did you just say? You heard me. Benjamin was an awful person. Am I supposed to speak well of him just because he died? Forget that he was a jerk and a fucking rapist? He deserves no respect. Not now and not ever. That scumbag is better off dead. Shut the fuck up. You don't know anything about him. I know enough. You're so done. I'll ruin your life and the lives of all the whores around you. What? I saw you at the cafeteria hanging out with that nerd and the other freak. Probably bragging about how well your plan to kill Benjamin went. Okay, that's enough. I had nothing to do with Benjamin's death and neither did the girls. Now leave me alone. Liar! Huh? What in tarnation is going on here? Axel, Grimm, that's enough. You're dead, you hear me? Dead! In case your simple brain didn't hear me earlier, I said I don't know shit about Benjamin's death. But I swear to God, if you ever insult Annie or Luna again or lay a finger on them, you'll be reunited with Benjamin in no time. Grimm, I said that's enough! You'll regret the day you ever messed with a Bardo, you fucking cocksucker. Just wait. When you least expect it, I'll be there to teach you your lesson. And you, take your hands off me, beggar. Touch me again and my family will have you fired before you know it. I'm sorry, Axel. It didn't... Shut the fuck up. Okay, can you explain to me what the hell just happened? Getting into fights in school already? You haven't even made it through your first week. Seriously, Grimm? He's the one who... I don't want to hear any excuses. I'll have to record this incident in your permanent record. One more infraction and you'll be expelled. If that happens, you'll forfeit your scholarship and have to return to the UK. What? Why am I being singled out here? He's the one who threatened me. I said that's enough. Consider this your final warning. Ugh. Son of a bitch. Axel can threaten me all he wants. I'm not gonna back down. Anyway, I need to get out of here. Let's see if Luna's contact can help me with this whole thing. More storm clouds rolled in. I guess the rain won't be leaving anytime soon. This wind is freezing. This damn weather. Let's see if I can find this woman before I catch a cold. Her house should be somewhere around here. 420 Maple Street. Oh wait, that's Luna's address. 369 Rue Lorraine Avenue. Rue Lorraine? Oh, I'm already here. Lucky me. Alright, number 369. This should be the one. It feels weird ringing the doorbell like this with me being a stranger and all. Oddly enough, Luna knew this woman's address, but not her phone number. Anyway, I guess that... Oh... What? What? Rain again? Why do I even bother listening to that stupid weatherman? Sunshine my ass. I'm so sick of this damn weather. I should move to Nevada. I need to move to Nevada. With the constant rain this place gets, I should probably trade my car in for a boat. Hi there. Can I help you with something? Hello, sorry to be so forward, but a friend gave me your address, and I was wondering if you could help me with something. What? Me? Are you Nova? Oh no, I'm not. My name is Sandra. I'm Nova's mother. Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. No problem at all. Are you one of Nova's friends from school? Yes. Nova's still in school? How is she supposed to help me investigate Benjamin's death? I thought she'd be a police officer or a detective. Did you come by for some help with your studies? Yeah, but if she's not home, I'll get going. Probably not a good idea to talk about this stuff with her mother. I'll come back another time. I was just leaving for work, but you can wait for her inside if you want. We shouldn't be walking around in terrible weather like this. Thank you very much for the offer, but I can't stay long. I have a busy afternoon. Alright then, I'll let her know you stopped by. And sorry, your name is... Grim, but you don't need to tell her. I'll just text her later. No need to worry about it. It was a pleasure to meet you. Text her, but she doesn't... Oh, look who it is. Hey there, honey. Oh, shit. Nova. Ah, look at you. You're drenched. I thought I told you this morning to bring an umbrella with you. I did, but I left it on the train. Again? I bet you got distracted playing on your laptop, as usual. Perhaps, but it doesn't matter. I can buy a new one. I'm not worried about the umbrella. I'm worried about you. Look at your clothes. You're gonna catch a cold. That's actually an urban myth. I'm not worried. My immune system is too strong for that. A little rain never killed anyone. Well, in many cases, I want you to change out of those wet clothes and take a warm shower immediately. Alright, alright. And where are your manners, young lady? Your friend Grim came all the way here just to see you. Say something to him. You came to see me? Yeah. God, this is awkward. You're gonna help me study for that upcoming quiz, remember? Quiz? Yeah, we talked about it this morning at school. Please, just go with it. Oh, Grim! I remember now, of course. Sorry, my mind is a little fuzzy. Didn't get much sleep last night. Please, come on in. Make yourself comfortable. What? Oh, well, there's no need for that. We can, study out here. Nonsense, I insist. You're leaving for work, right, Mom? Yes, and I'm gonna miss my bus if I stay here another minute. Though if it keeps raining this hard, I might need a ride on Noah's Ark. Your father left a few minutes ago, and I might have to work a little bit longer today. So take care of the house while I'm gone. Sure thing, Mom. Seriously, there's no need to... Nonsense, please come in. We can study for the quiz after we've dried off and add some coffee and pastries. The mind functions better when the body isn't hungry. Okay, if you insist, I do. So this is the girl behind the costume. I finally realized who this was. This was the sex worker that we met in the brothel. Ah, well, it is nice to finally get out of that rain. Sorry to put you on the spot back there, Nova. Your mom started asking questions and I got nervous. I'm sure you've already guessed that I'm not here to study for a quiz. Yeah, I figured. You look a little young to be my college classmate. Oh, she's in college. I'm surprised my mom didn't notice. Heh, sorry about that. So, she attends Credence College. Maybe she knows Penelope. Well, it doesn't really matter. Alright then, I'll get straight to the point. It turns out that... No. Please take a seat on the couch. It'll be much more comfortable. Don't worry, there's no need. I only need a couple minutes of your time. Someone told me that you... Seriously, take a seat and I'll get you some coffee. What kind of hostess would I be if I didn't at least offer you something to drink? But I won't take no for an answer. Just give me a minute. I need to change out of these wet clothes and then I'll join you in the living room. Well, okay. No need to be shy. Get comfy. Wow, it's been a while since I've seen such hospitality. Nova seems very nice, and damn, she's definitely cute, not gonna lie. This apartment is a little small, but I will say it's decorated very tastefully. Makes it feel pretty cozy. There are a lot of books here. I wonder if... Sugar, 1 teaspoon, or 2? 2. Thank you so... Don't you dare move a muscle! What the fuck? You thought you were so sly, huh? What? You thought you could come here and threaten my family just like that? What? The fuck are you talking about? Don't play dumb, Mr. Grimm. Given the choice, you could have at least chosen a better fake identity. Grimm, what kind of stupid name is that? Hey, that's my real name, and what the hell is going on? Assumed if I saw that you knew my family's whereabouts, I'd chicken out, right? Well, joke's on you. I'll kill you and then I'll flee the country with them. What? You must be confusing me with someone else. Put the knife down, please. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. The easy way, you let me tie you up and then you tell me who you work for. Or the hard way, I just kill you instead. Both ways are actually pretty easy for me. Who I work for? It's Ulysses, isn't it? I knew it, those bastards. But I don't work for anyone. A mercenary then, bounty hunter perhaps. How did you find me? I had nothing to do with the South Korea DDoS attack. I have no idea what you're talking about. How did you find where I live? Luna told me. Luna, who's Luna? I don't know any Luna. You have to, she told me your address. Black hair, red eyes, pale skin. She likes murder stories and stuff. Oh my god. Is that how you know each other? Do you two murder people together? Did I get lured into being your latest victim? Oh, Luna, the girl from Loco's Cafe. Yes. She told me you owed her a favor and you could help me investigate something. I indeed owe her one. And she's the only person who knows what I do. And also my true identity. How do you know Luna? We go to school together. Your story seems plausible. Unless it's a carefully crafted plan to gain my trust and then attack me from behind. Do I look like a carefully crafting assassin to you? I don't even know who you are. Alright, you don't seem like you're lying. Sorry for all the commotion, I just had to make sure. Oh my god, I thought she was gonna slit my throat. This girl's fucking nuts. I don't care how cute I thought she was. I'm not trying to stick my dick in crazy. If there were more people clapping, they would. You know, round of applause. Okay, are you gonna explain to me what the fuck just happened? Hey, better safe than sorry, as they say. I can't take any chances. I didn't know who you were, and then I found you talking with my mom, asking about me, making up a story about studying for a quiz. I'm sure you can understand how it looked a little suspicious. Yeah, true. Maybe threatening me with a knife to my throat was just a tad excessive, though. Yeah, alright, I'll give you that. Sorry about it. Sometimes I can get a little paranoid. Well, I must say, we both have that in common. Someone just told me I was paranoid earlier today at school. You wouldn't believe what Mr. Keating told us during class. Do you remember him at all? I've never met a Mr. Keating. I guess you probably attend Creighton's private high school. Oh yeah, you're right. I forgot there are other schools in Creighton too. Yes, rich boys like yourself never pay much attention to the fact that not everyone has a yacht and 3 Mercedes. I wouldn't exactly say I'm rich. Really, if it weren't for the student exchange program and a scholarship offering, I wouldn't have been able to come here. Oh, well, I take back what I said then. I know not everyone who attends that school is a rich moron, but there definitely are a good amount. Oh, believe me, I've seen that firsthand. Anyway, back to the matter at hand. How can I help you? Oh, yes, the thing is, there's something I wanted to investigate, and Luna mentioned you could help me with that. I see. That shouldn't be a problem. There's nothing in this world that my best friend and I can't investigate. You've come to the right place. But after we're done here, you have to tell Luna we're even. Best friend, huh? Are you and Luna the dynamic detective duo? I'm talking about my trusty keyboard friend. Keyboarded friend here. Your laptop? Does that mean that... Don't tell me you're a hacker. Ah, there it is. Another naive consumer misled by Hollywood productions and fantasies of the internet. Could you hack the NSA, Nova? Why don't you just steal us some money from Ulysses, Nova? Please erase all of my student loan debt, Nova. Could you do those things? Well, I don't know, but probably not. Oh, that's too bad. But I can decrypt and access all sorts of databases and modify their contents without leaving behind a single trace, anything from classified documents to alterations in games like Eternum. That's awesome. Well, if you really want me to help, you'll have to tell me all the details. Of course, in fact, I'm glad you mentioned Eternum. It's related to that. If you're wondering whether I can find out where the Gems of Doom or the Weapons of Atlas are located, I'm sorry to tell you that I can't. Believe me, they would have been in my possession a long time ago if that were possible. No, it's nothing like that. The thing is, long story short, I saw someone being excommunicated by the Praetorians yesterday, and then shortly after that he was found dead. They said he had a stroke or something. I'm not quite convinced this is all a mere coincidence. Maybe it's not a coincidence, but why do you think this is worth investigating? Perhaps the guy panicked when he found out he was banned and had a meltdown over that. Even healthy people can suffer a stroke. I know, but my gut is telling me that's not the case. You know, between you and me, I also believe Ulysses may be up to no good. If you're skilled enough to avoid getting caught, it's totally possible to modify some in-game features to tamper with the neural implant. But when I tried to access the company's classified directories where all the juicy files would be, I was unable to break their encryption. They have one of the most sophisticated cybernetic defense systems I've ever seen, though I could probably get in if I tried harder. You know, the founder, not the McDonald's guy, that everyone talks about, there's no information about him anywhere. There aren't any records, not even a single sighting of him. Nothing. Anyway, as for what you want me to look into, it shouldn't be a problem. I'll go through the local police records about the case. What's the guy's name? Benjamin Dawson. Alright, give me a couple of days. If there's something they're hiding about his death or I notice any discrepancies about his autopsy, I'll find out. Awesome. You're amazing. Should we exchange numbers so we can keep in touch? Sorry, I don't have a phone. Really? Why? Phones can be hacked. All your photos and private conversations could be leaked in less than a minute if an expert hacker wanted to do so. Damn, no phone. That's unusual. Yeah, well, I'm not your usual type of girl. Sorry to disappoint you. The entire hacker lifestyle is dependent on anonymity. So if you're expecting me to be the typical girly girl who wants to go for ice cream and gush all about the latest reality TV shows, you can forget it. I don't have time for any of those things. Why do you have an anime wallpaper, then? Ah, is that Jujutsu Kaisen? Just still haven't watched yet. Don't give me shit in the comments. You know I've got 1,800 million anime that hopefully I'll get to watch before I die. What? I might watch a couple of shows from time to time. I'm not a cave woman or something. But I don't have time for... Stop looking at my stuff. What, of course not. It's not about that at all. I cover my eye because I have a condition. Anyway, you've made your request and I've told you that I'll do it. Now get out of my house. Copy that. I need to drop by my school again because I forgot my bag, so it's probably a good idea anyway. Well, it was nice meeting you. See you in a couple of days. And if it's not too much to ask, please don't hack me unless it's to add more commas into my bank account. Then by all means, fire away. Ah, I won't hack you. Don't worry. You sure? Promise me. Yes, I promise. I only hack people who I think are interesting. You're safe. For once, I'm happy to be boring. All right then, take care, Nova. Bye. That password was way too easy to crack. He doesn't even have two-factor authentication enabled. Such a newbie grin. And done. We're inside his phone. Let's see. Nothing suspicious. He seems to be clean. Good. He doesn't seem to be a bad guy, but I can't afford to take any chances. He doesn't have an Instagram account or a Facebook. It's pretty rare nowadays. Guess we're like him that way. He does use YouTube a lot, though, and he has a couple of interesting APKs installed. Well, according to these GPS records, it looks like he arrived in the USA about a week ago. He got a scholarship to study in Crete, and he wasn't lying after all. His photo gallery doesn't have many photos. Let's see here, that must be his house in Crete. And he's kept a few screenshots from a game. Oh my god, he's almost naked in this one. He's a lot more ripped than I thought. Maybe I should stop snooping. I guess I've seen enough to make sure he's not hiding anything. You know, what the hell, a little more snooping won't hurt. It's only to make sure he's not a spy, of course. Seems to have a bunch of pictures with a short-haired girl. Maybe his girlfriend? Not that I care, of course. Although he has even more photos with this Asian dude. A lot more. Maybe he's gay? They could be lovers. Nah, I think they're all just close friends. Well, I guess this is enough. I should start making dinner before Dad gets home. But maybe I'll take just one last peek again at that photo of him in his boxers to... make sure it's not photoshopped or anything. Gonna have to inspect it really closely. Coming! Hey, Luna. Thank you for inviting me. I see you're all geared up and ready to go. Yep, this is a Turnham Z suit. I know, they're awesome. Annie and Dahlia have one, too. It looks so futuristic. Speaking of which, Annie is here... Is Annie here already? No, she went to your house so she could use her own equipment. I only have one spare suit and visor. She'll be joining us as soon as we log in to Eternum. Ah, sounds good. Did you speak with Nova? Yeah, she said she's willing to help investigate Benjamin's death. I know she probably won't find anything weird or unusual, but at least I'll get some peace of mind. Thank you for lending me a hand, Luna. Might I ask why she owed you a favor? She used to come by our cafe to work on her laptop. One day she came running in and asked me to quickly dispose of a bunch of flash drives and hard disks. I threw them away in the kitchen, and a minute later the police arrived and confiscated her laptop. Ha! Then they couldn't find anything on it? Exactly. That's when she told me she was some kind of hacker or computer wizard. She then gave me her address and told me to stop by if I ever needed anything. Not everyone would have done what you did. Risked themselves to help someone they barely knew. That's very kind of you. I don't know, she didn't even seem like a bad person. Just felt like the right thing to do. You're a generally good person, Luna. But thank you. Well, it's getting late. I think it's about that time. Can't wait to jump back into Eternum. Please come in and make yourself at home. Do you want anything to drink? Coffee, perhaps? Man, last time I was invited inside and offered coffee, the situation escalated quickly. No, don't worry about me. I'm good. But thank you. You really have a beautiful home, Luna. Everything looks so spotless. Thank you. I tidied up the mess before you got here. You can sit on the couch if you want. I'll bring you the visor in a second. Sure. But before I sit down, do you mind if I use the bathroom? Yes, but there's something I need to tell you first. Can you sit down? Yeah, but I really have to use the restroom first. I've been holding it ever since I left Nova's house. Okay, you can go to the bathroom. It's just down the corridor. But don't look into the room on the right. My father's corpse is still there. Yeah, of course. Nice try, Luna, but I'm already getting used to your twisted little jokes. What the fuck? The voices never stopped talking. What? I tried to shut them up, but I couldn't. I found myself drowning in their cries. I tried to resist them, but I failed. But by the time I came to my senses, it was already too late. I found myself stabbing him, ripping into his flesh, one stab after another, and another. The blood was gushing everywhere. I did this, Grim. I'm a monster. I'm insane. You did this? How? Why? I must be locked up. I can't control the voices. The urges. No, you must help me. We need to get rid of the body before it's too late. We have to cut it into pieces. Flush it down. What the fuck are you talking about, Luna? It's okay, Grim. This is not the end. Death is not the scariest fate. The denial of it could be far worse. What the fuck was that? Oh god, that was hilarious. I'm sorry, I told my dad you were coming and he insisted on playing a trick on you. I don't think I have to use the bathroom anymore. He has a prop knife and a gallon of fake blood and he loves to use them. Believe it or not, it's not the first time he's done this to someone. Well, I guess I see where you get it from, Luna. Like father, like daughter. Yeah, I couldn't help but play along with him. Sorry, Grim, don't hold it against me. I won't, sir. I have to admit that you did get me pretty good. Once my heart rate goes back to normal and I remove these bricks from my underwear, I'll have to shake your hand for that one. Ah, I'm glad to see you have a good sense of humor. You've entered the right to stay at my house. Thanks. Yeah, I actually like her father. I think he's a pretty cool guy to actually like... There are some guys, like, I remember dating this one girl. Her father would do something like that. And, you know, she was the kind of... I mean, unfortunately, she... You know, I've talked about her many times. She went a bad way. But her father was cool as hell. He would seriously do that. Like, I remember one time he went to Walmart in a Jason mask. Like, that's literally just the kind of shit he would do, you know? He was pretty crazy like that. And a lot of people say, oh, that's immature or whatever, but this is a guy that just, like, really, like, he enjoyed that kind of stuff. Like, he liked to just be himself, right? He was a religious guy, too, though. Like, he was, you know, he was Christian in that sense, so... I mean, it doesn't mean, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you can't be religious and do this, that, and the other, but yeah, it was, I mean, it's different, I guess you could say. I mean, I wrote a thing today, since we're at the end of it anyway, we're at 2:31, but I wrote a thing today, and I guess I'd like to share it before we end this, because we were talking about Christianity and God and stuff, and of course, you know, I do tend to get into some pretty crazy stuff, and the way that I really like to explain that, well, I'm still conscious, you know, I'm still battling lots of sleep, is this little message that I left online. Let's see here. Yeah, I left this message online, but... Let's see. Yeah. Like, there was one guy that said... There was a... I'll show you. Whoops, sorry, let me move this down a little bit, because that's not what I was trying to show. Alright, here we go. I want to end this right here because I think it's important. Right here. I said it right here. I said, if we're all made in the image of God, then the one whom a person sees as God is the expression of God through themselves. And no one can judge that but the God and creator of all things. No one has the right to judge but God, the most fair judge of all. And that's how I see it. That's how I see it. I believe that, you know, what a lot of people consider to be an expression of God, or how they express God, is that. You know, I have a kind of a wider understanding, you know, that's just the way I've always considered it. But, yeah, Mr. Hernandez is going back to the cafe. And we're going to go full on in to probably the Red Herring server next week, which will be our last week of Eternum before we start my waifu plan for next month, which you guys are probably going to love. I hope you will, because I've got some really cool things planned for that. So far, this month of Broken Dreamers, it was going all right, but we still don't have City of Broken Dreamers. And the funny thing is, guys, it doesn't look like it's going to be done until June. So that's really going to put us off a little bit, and I really don't know how I'm going to cover it. Like, I don't think I'm going to finish any of the current games we're playing on... Let's see, Lust Theory's not going to be finished, Returning to Mia's not going to be finished, and definitely Lust Academy, we just started Season 2, so that's not going to be finished. So something's going to have to take a short break so we can do City of Broken Dreamers. And it may very well be the long-ass Lust Theory Season 2, and the reason for that is because it's a very long game, and City of Broken Dreamers won't be much longer than a month of coverage. So I'm probably going to go ahead and do that, just so you guys can get the finale of City of Broken Dreamers. That's my plan. And Chasing Sunsets, though, we're almost about to end that, I think. We're getting close to the end of that current build. We're not done with the game, but we're done with the build almost. So when we hit that point, then I can definitely put it on Thursday. It just depends on what we do. And of course, that would only be the Thursdays that we do the AVN. It's not going to be the Thursdays that we do... Oh, shit, that's right, guys. I'm still trying to figure this shit out. Yeah, it'll be the Thursdays that we do the streaming. That's the way I want to do that. I want to do it on the days we do the streaming. But I don't want to stream... The Chasing Sunsets. I stream the Between Two Worlds, but that's about all I stream. We'll figure something out for that. And of course, we still have comics on Wednesdays. I mean, we have to do that. That's a must. So at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and you probably already jumped off now, but if you haven't, we'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Eternum. Hope you guys enjoyed this extra long segment of Eternum. And if you guys, the few of you that actually missed Once in a Lifetime, we will bring it back. Maybe I'll bring it back next week so we can kind of get some stuff done with that. But Eternum to me seems like the more superior game. And definitely looking forward to jumping further into this one. Does suck we have to wait a whole fucking month after, like, let's see, yeah, today's the 20th, so yep, it'd be the 27th. That's about it. Yeah, there's no way I'm gonna be able to do it again until July. It'll be July, and I'm actually gonna have to take some days off in July because I've got my birthday vacation scheduled. But don't worry, guys. I'll record a bunch of content in advance. You guys know I'm very prolific about content, and I can do a whole goddamn night of just content and then throw it all up so you guys get everything that you would normally get, and I'll have it all set to publish because I can throw that all up there. But I'm going way, way, way into the past. We're not even into June yet. Well, I'm going way into the future. We're not even in the June yet, so let's go ahead and just dial it back a little bit. We're still in May. It's still May the... it'd be May the 28th that we'd be doing this again. But now it's the 22nd. So at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you next time. I am out of here.